Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can do all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it ain't your first time watching, go ahead and like the button.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. C. Marty Fit back in the building.
He's back!
Listen, we're going to have another fire episode. Hope y'all had an amazing week, because I had an amazing week. We crushed the week.
What?
We crushed the workouts.
What?
We crushing business and sales.
What?
Crushing the big backs in the roast battles.
What?
They tried to pull up my basketball stats on Instagram. Like I'm on there talking about I'm in the NBA or something.
What?
I just say you could stay in shape after you retire basketball.
What?
Dwight Howard in the comments.
No diddy, you know.
Sebastian Telfair in the comments.
No diddy, you know.
I didn't mean to press that, Sebastian Telfair. Melissa Ford in the likes.
What?
And a few other famous people in the likes. So that means we doing something right. And I need y'all to do one thing. I need y'all to go ahead and hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? I'm about to tell you why, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest fitness podcast out. This is the most entertaining podcast out. The dopest fitness podcast out. The funniest fitness podcast out. Listen, the list goes on. I could sit here all day. But we ain't got that type of time, because we got a podcast to do. And with all that being said, y'all thought I wasn't in the studio tonight. I'm not in the studio tonight, but that don't mean I'm by myself. I got some people with me tonight. Shout out to the big dog, the one and only, the best co-host in the industry.
Chauncey's back.
What's good, my guy? Hey, oh, you want to hear it again?
Chauncey's back.
G5 sitting on the runway.
Chauncey's back.
Call that Beyonce.
Chauncey's back.
What's good, my boy?
The illest, the dopest, the funniest, the realest, the chillest. We can go all day. You know we're going to tell the truth.
They know we got to do that.
Come on, man.
If it's one thing we're going to do, it's that.
We're going to tell the truth. You dig? How you living, my boy?
Listen, man, we good over here. Then I tell you, the phone is buzzing all day. It's a hater every minute.
There was no ditties in the comment, man. What's up with that?
It's a whole bunch of them. Somebody says the most no ditty ish I seen in my life yesterday.
No ditty, you know.
I can't even repeat that. Listen, you don't talk to a grown man like that, bro. This internet's crazy. That's all I'm gonna say. And you know, I'm gonna tell the truth. You know, I gotta go. So listen, man, we're gonna get in these comments. Maybe I'll talk about that at the end of the episode, but I don't want to get canceled. But Wicked Scorpion, what's good, brother?
Welcome to the show.
Those AI people images you have on all the time be killing me. Anyway, salute. What's up, big dog?
Hey, welcome to the show.
You gotta get the AI images, man. Today's episode about to be fire. Absolutely. Happy Friday, C. Marty. Happy Friday, Virgo. Catching the live for a little bit before I got to dip off. Absolutely. We appreciate you. Make sure you hit the like button before you dip off. Jenny got the alert from the hotel gym. Yes. Fred X, what's good?
Welcome to the show.
Jenny looking hid. Man, I don't know what you're talking about. Merry Friday, fam. What up, Chai? The coolest. You already know what it is. I don't know what's up with my camera, but I'm still here. Yes, Tune is here. Tune is absolutely here.
Tune, she's back.
G5 sitting on the runway. Go Tune and CM. Show the big backs. Who's boss?
Big back activity.
Absolutely. Good evening, y'all. I'm ready for another fire episode in the building.
Welcome back.
Bella. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show, Bella.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, listen, man. With all that being said, let's get this episode started. Hey, Tune, I got a question for you.
I'm gonna ask
you. You ever seen the fake abs?
What?
With the man boobs?
What?
I don't think I've ever seen the fake abs.
What?
With the man boobs.
What?
So if you haven't seen it, I'm about to show you right now.
BBL Drizzy.
Nah, not there ain't no BBL. It is a BB. What the hell? No. BBO hell nah.
Hell no, you didn't.
BB, you done lost your damn mind.
BBO, I
didn't BB, I'm telling your mother, she'd be disappointed in you. God damn. BB, you have no father in your life.
BB, why didn't they tell you to stop?
All right, let's check it out, man.
Yo, nah. Yo, how'd you? Nah, I ain't gonna lie. Your shit fake up.
It's not bad, though.
No, but you had titties, though, gang.
You got dog nipples like you had a litter.
What the fuck is that, bro?
That's a shoulder
on your chest?
Yes, a shoulder on our chest.
Wait, try to lift that shit up. Nah.
Like this.
Oh, shit. Now you're a tranny, bro.
No, I'm not.
Nah, you're a tranny.
I'm not.
So what are you?
I'm a human, my nigga. I'm God.
Nah, you're a transformer, bro.
Nah, but yo, gang, what the fuck are those, though?
Oh, what?
Yo, it's fat. I got converted into muscle.
Bro, you like a baby cow, gang. No baby
shit. Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Fellas, man, this ain't the way, bro. Fellas, go to the damn gym.
What?
Chris, get your boy, man.
If you want to get a six pack, if you want to burn some belly fat. Oh, my bad. If you want to get a six pack, if you want to burn some belly fat.
Belly?
This is not the way. You go on the doctor, doctor now, doctor after, doctor later, and doctor over there.
Nope.
And doctor PG County.
Nope.
And doctor DMV.
Nope.
And doctor Evolve Fitness. It's like, no,
nope.
But listen, you doing Dr. Goes Richie Station. This is ridiculous, fellas. Stop trying to take shortcuts. Look, we got enough women out here already trying to take shortcuts. The last thing we need is fellas trying to take some shortcuts.
Nope.
You got anything on that, Tune?
Yeah, man. If you wanted to get a chest, he should just holler at Mr. Sweat for the check and get some push-ups in. You dig what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying. Do some calisthenics. Go calisthenics Sundays.
Hey, man. Come get a real workout in, man. You ain't got to do all the BS, man. I whip you up in shape, man. That way we get rid of man boobs and the soggy doggies. You dig what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to see that, especially no
nobody want to see that, man. And now
you got your boys cutting you up. They tearing you apart. And you on the internet looking crazy. I don't know what that is, my boy.
Yeah, not. Now he go back to his son. He confusing the baby. baby trying to breastfeed. He think it's his mother. Now the baby don't know what's going on. Now the baby don't know what pronouns his daddy is.
Nope.
Now the baby conflicting.
Now the baby gonna grow up talking about some pronouns.
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat.
This is how we mess up the next generation, fellas. Y'all doing shit like that.
Now the baby is them and they.
A lot of it's. Now your baby identifying as a cow. So I can do whatever I want to do.
Nope.
This is the start of it, fellas.
My dad did it.
Yeah, if my daddy can do it, I can do it.
Nope.
My daddy said I can do anything.
Listen, your daddy wasn't well. Your daddy needed to release some endorphins. He got some mental health issues.
Nope.
You need to stay off the black and miles.
Nope.
your daddy didn't have a daddy.
Yeah, and the cycle continues. And I'm not going to say what race.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
For real talk, fellas. Man, go lift some weights, man. Go eat some damn protein. Drink some water. Come on, what y'all. What
is that?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Bro, ain't got no upper body definition, no shoulders, no nothing.
Yeah.
You got two breasts, soggy rib cage. I don't know what that is, brother.
Is it? His breast hog more than his grandmother's breast. Shit is crazy, man.
Cow nipples.
Huh? You said what?
I got cow nipples. Udders.
I'm telling you. His breast is saggy. He played for the Jacksonville Saguars. What kind of car you drive? A Saguar? Me and Toon said we in our bag. He said he in his sag. He said he's trying to get his sag right.
Yes. Sag
one. He trying to go from sags to riches. All the kids when he was young, they used to play tag. He was playing sag. And he's sagging his pants. No diddy.
No diddy, you know.
Hey, yo, let's get these comments, man. I'm killing y'all already. And we only on the first video. Come on, man. Come on, man. I'm killing y'all, bro. Oh, where we at these comments, bro? Y'all are crazy, dog. Seth, what up, brother?
Welcome to the show.
The Wicked Scorpion said, what the F?
What?
Went from rags to sags. Sags to rags.
I was about to say something crazy, but I'm chilling.
Yeah, no, I know what you
I was about to say something crazy, bro. I'm chilling. Certified mess is what that is, absolutely. Andy and Dolly said, ew. Baby cow got me weak. As long as you have abs, nothing else matters. Oh, is that right? Is that what it is? Did he lose weight fast? I think they took when you get that surgery, they take the fat out your belly, and I guess they took some out of his I don't know what they did, actually. I don't know why his chest is sagging like that, but he got the fake abs. That's what I do know. I don't know.
That should look terrible. I don't even know if that's fake. It's bad body.
Facts. Twiggy arms, oh hell. I'm rolling on the floor laughing. Baby calf. The Palmers are back. What up, bro? He need a push-up, bro. He need to do some push-ups. Ninja with a National Geographic titties. That's crazy. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Sagging-ass titties go crazy. He built like a woman in prime. No pause. What?
What? Go ahead.
First of all.
That's passive. That's
He got udders. Hey, yo. Ninja got a retired thoughts tits. That's how the OnlyFans girl is going to look in their 60s. He got the same titties in his gym. BBL's abs is ridiculous. Diddy would love to milk him.
No Diddy, you know.
Big spider in the building. Saguan Barkley.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
First comment, Spider Mode.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy.
Saguar, right?
You sure this dude ain't transitioned or something? I'm sure. From sags to riches. Yeah, play. Okay, I'm not reading that. Anyway. Yeah, I'm not reading that. Anyway, hey, we killing y'all on this episode. Make sure I hit the like button, man. Real talk, man. Like, you know, society really cooked, though, when dudes not trying to go to the gym, bro. When dudes is trying to take shortcuts. We're cooked.
Let him cook.
We're cooked. From uncle to auntie. from grandpa to grandma. From brother to sister.
From nephew to niece.
Father to mother. Men's bathroom, brother says, men's bathroom to the women's bathroom.
from them today?
From it to them? Let me chill, bro. I've been listening, but just getting able to comment, checking in. He got Big Sean abs, BL, and lactose intolerant boobs. Yeah, it's awful. Daniel Shannon, what up? Hey, I think Daniel Shannon sent me this video. Someone of y'all sent me this video. This girl going to say that she's 200 pounds. Tune, I'm going to let you decide if you think she's 200 pounds. Let's check it out.
Stop the gap.
My body, I weigh about 200 pounds.
A bullshit?
This is my body. I weigh about 200 pounds.
A bullshit?
Listen, ladies. This is how you know society's cooked. When ladies lying about being 200 pounds. And they 230.
240.
240 like school about to let out.
Nope.
240 like the middle linebacker.
Dom DeMarco.
Linebacker.
Right. 240's like she got some beer from the corner store. Ladies, no need to lie about that. All right, first of all, y'all know 200 pounds is acceptable nowadays if you're in a certain community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Because you know it's some ninjas in her DM. You know ninjas love vanilla hippos.
Dom DeMarco.
Ninjas love Amazons. Stop the cap.
That's crazy, bro.
Stop the cap.
Amazons is crazy, right? Oh, man. I know you fucking lying. Oh, yeah, she is. The lower half over 200 pounds alone.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
200 pounds if she was 5'11", but she's 5'3". That's why I said she got to be 230, 240. Maybe on the moon, hey, yo.
Maybe on the moon is crazy.
200 pounds from the waist down. I'll be able to better tell if you pause it when she turns to the side. Stop the cap, you're out of here, brother. Excessive horniness on a fitness podcast. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
She's not a lady if she's 280. Daniel Shannon, you're out of here. Shannon Sharp. I need to get that sound bite from Shannon Sharp.
Strike three, you're out.
200 kilograms. You ain't got the lie, Craig. You ain't got the lie. Ninjas love thick snow bunnies. Uh-oh. White rhino is an endangered species. Uh-oh.
Funny as hell.
I bet she has dusty ninjas in her DMs and comment section saying, hey, Vanilla Queen, Grand Rising Snow Bunny. Absolutely. Chris and Toon, what are your stats? What you mean, stats? First, hold up.
As far as Diddy, you know?
As far as your metrics, you crazy. You funny shit.
Jenny? No, I'm playing. I'm 6 foot. I'm probably like 200 now.
I'm 6'1",
232. Yes, sir. You know, as Seth is Friday, height and weight. We know what you meant. Stop the cap. We got your water to quench the thirst. Hey, yo. She said, come on, fellas. Come on, guys. Come on, guys. All right, man. Listen. All right, ladies.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
We got women telling them if. Basically, we got this girl saying, if your man is with you when he's thin and he leaves you and he start acting up when you get thick, you got to leave him. That's what they saying. That's what they saying to him. Basically saying you got to leave him when you get thick. As if she leveled up.
Nope.
So we're not talking about big thick. We talking about thick as in she put on some decent size.
She put on some Oh, decent. It's decent, all right. It's decent, all right. Significant.
You know, I gotta go.
A surplus. Enough.
Influx. Inflation.
Let's check it out, man. Y'all gonna like this one. I think y'all gonna like it. Let's check it out.
I can't handle you gaining weight during this process of trying to have a child.
Uh-oh.
What if something happens later in life and you really depend on him to get your groceries because you can't get out of bed, but everything is so aesthetic?
Uh-oh. This ninja right here, ultimate BBW simp, and
no diddy, you know,
just for context, and I'm not joking. I think he married to a white ninja, if I'm not mistaken.
No diddy, you know.
No diddy.
Let's get back to the video.
I have to be honest. I'm less concerned about him and more concerned why you continue to allow someone to treat you in a way that you know that you don't deserve to be treated.
Tell him, girl.
You have to love you and set your own boundaries.
Tell him, girl.
Everybody else follows.
Tell him, girl.
That's real right there. Why is that?
No diddy.
I feel like I owe it to him because he took me in when I was in a dark place.
Listen, relationships are
through
thick and thin. But if he only wants you while you're thin, girl, you got to leave him when you're thin.
Right.
Hold up. I got to prepare y'all for this. Hold up. Well, let's hear that line again.
Relationships are through thick and thin. But if he only wants you while you thin, girl, you got to leave him when you thin.
Right.
No diddy, you know.
Ladies, what the hell are y'all listening to, ladies? Who y'all listen? Y'all friends going to get y'all fucked up. Let's finish the video.
Nina, I'm sorry.
Mark. Listen, man. We're cooked, bro. Oh, my fault. We're cooked, bro. Tune, we're cooked. We're cooked. So basically, she's encouraging her to stay thick. The guy wanted her to lose some weight. He wanted his wife to lose some weight.
Yeah.
And they're acting like he's a problem, pretty much, because he wants his wife to lose some weight. I don't know what the hell is up with that, but that's the society we live in. You get demonized if you want your woman to lose some weight, but praised if you leave your man because he got fat.
And now I see why, another example why we have the lowest testosterone in history.
Yep.
Right? Now I see why women are disrespecting their men, because men are not being men and allowing this bullshit. And she's receiving scrutiny from another big back.
Yeah. Another big woman.
Yeah. She probably bigger than the person she giving advice to, and you got the nerve to have an opinion. How about you get in shape first?
You set
the example, and then I might listen to what your you know, the 2 cents that's not making a dollar that you got to say. You dig what I'm saying? Hey, man, it's crazy out here. And Buddy, he's so soft, right? He's sitting back listening to it. He ain't got no opinion. He ain't got no testicles. He's going to hold his tongue for real because – bruh, just, I don't know. At the end of the day, he got to be the one that's lead a situation. She don't want to get right. All right, cool. I'm out of here. Let me go find somebody that's going to match my energy, or let me go find somebody who aligns with what I'm trying to, you know, what I'm trying to accomplish in this relationship. You feel me?
But, and what's, I'm about to say, what's even crazier is you got the dude like the host. They're going to say he's a real man. Because he's a man encouraging that bullshit behavior. You see what I'm saying?
But at the same time, behind closed doors, no diddy, you know? You dig?
No diddy, you know?
We're not doing that. That's not,
you know,
that's not that good. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We could talk about this all night.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to keep it fitness, but it's a whole nother lane I could go down. But you know, we played that video because, guys, don't feel bad if you see. Now, it's one thing if she put on some baby weight. It's one thing if she just, you know, get some, I quote unquote, grown woman weight on her. But if she just big backing it up.
Big back activity.
Calorie stacking it up.
Big back activity.
And calorie packing it up and not going to the gym and not trying. You're not a bad person for feeling like this guy. You know what I mean? We'll watch it one more time.
Listen, relationships are through thick and thin. But if he only wants you while you thin, girl, you gotta leave him when you thin.
Right.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Man, I'm sorry. Girl. Y'all just gotta, like I told y'all, Dina gonna take y'all to church.
Oh, brother. Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
The fact that dude even allowed himself to even just get on this guy's platform
and listen to that shit
and catch hell and get crucified about why he's wrong or why he's not right is beyond me.
That wouldn't be me.
Yeah, couldn't be the source. You dig what
couldn't
I'm saying?
Be this guy.
Yeah.
Let's get in these comments, man. Oh man. I think we read that. What the fuck is this y'all put on?
No Diddy, you know.
That's what it was. Dude is probably a grifter. 9 times out of 10.
No Diddy, you know.
Is a grifter. See, Marty Fitt, he is. And he's a clown. Zest. Yeah, very, yeah, Coach G, yes.
The Zest results.
The host, Rainbow Ninja, friend in Tyler Perry movies. Yes, girl ass ninja. He got out that chair real zesty, like.
First of all,
that's past horse, man.
Big joints love keeping big joints single, nursing a packet of Oreos. That's crazy. And a fruit roll up would catch the Holy Ghost.
The fruit roll up.
Strike three, you're out.
They're going to cancel us.
No Diddy, you know.
No Diddy, you know.
That's why those ladies are fat and lonely. Stupid people should not have a platform. He does Zest Press runs on the treadmill in a sweater at Planet Fitness. Hey, Mike. Yo, Mike, I'm telling you, I want to react to that video so bad, Mike, but I'm actually kind of nervous.
Yo, you got to send me that joint. Because
right now ain't a good time, bro. That joint got to wait. I'll rap to you in person, but soon you would be crying. Like, I would actually get canceled if I do that joint.
I was about to say it's potential cancellation.
Yeah, I'm going to rap to you after the show. I'm going to rap to you, Mike. I can't do it right now, bro. After he decides to leave her, she will get fit. Absolutely. Women prioritize the opinions of other women and gay men, the two groups who don't date, sleep with, or raise children with them. Wow. Have the same women get mad at the host, though. First thing they're going to call him is a British cigarette. If you know, you know. Bro, that's crazy. No, that's crazy, bro. Yo, that is, bro. Come on,
strike
yo.
Strike three, you're out.
Come on, yo. That's crazy, bro. I'm glad I got a strong wife that wanted me to have a healthy life and got us in the gym. We can't lead kids by example if we big as hell. You know I believe that. Them Dwight Howard and Glizzy gang members don't have no say in traditional relationships. Dwight Howard. That shit was crazy, bro. You are so right. They will say it in a heartbeat. What up, Nikki? Basically, she's saying a girlfriend should disable herself and expect her man to sit there and accept it. No thanks. Yep. Well, the host is not going to let himself get out of shape at all. And that community tends to stay in shape.
No Diddy, you know.
Good evening, brothers. What's good? What up, Brown Baldy? Marsha Jones, a girlfriend, is jealous of her having a man to begin with. Absolutely. All right, man. Let's keep it going, bro. Stop the cap. I know what you mean by the British cigarette. Yeah, that's crazy. Floyd Gayweather definitely be holding them rails on the treadmill like your boy. That's insane. Ife, what up, bro? All right, we got this one guy tuned. I want to hear your thoughts on clients skipping workouts at the last minute.
I just told my trainer I can't make it to the gym. And there's so many words, he just told he just told my fat ass, he don't give a fuck because I'm the big one, not him.
Shout out to that trainer. Listen, you can skip your workout, right? You can bullshit. You can miss a whole week. That's your back, not my back. Pause.
Big back activity.
That's your belly, not my belly.
Belly, belly.
My goals are not your goals. It's up to you. So you sitting here trying to skip the gym last minute because you don't want to get up. You was up too late at the BBW house.
Big back activity.
Or you was up too late at the Big Back Ninja's house.
Big back activity.
Go ahead and miss the workout. But don't get mad when me and Tune talking shit to you. You got anything on that, Tune?
Don't get mad when we the only two ninjas at the pool party with the shirts off. And we getting all the attention.
That's all I'm saying, man.
Don't get mad when we come around and your girlfriend's staring us all the way down. You dig what I'm saying? At the end of the day, oh, go ahead. What you about to say? Go ahead.
Don't get mad when your girlfriend is staring us down and you starting to frown. Me and Tune drinking water and you over there drinking brown.
You over there drinking water and you drinking Crown. You dig?
Drinking Crown, you dig? Go ahead. What was you about to say? Oh, good.
At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? You can BS if you want. You can take shortcuts if you want. You can continue to hold yourself back. We still going to collect that coin. And we still gonna set the example. It will even encourage you along the way. But at the end of the day, ultimately, it's your decision. It's your fitness goals. It's your life. And it's whatever you want to do. We just gonna be here to give you the tools, the intangibles, the resources to help you become successful. It's up to you to take those things, run with it, do something with it. But you know, we still gonna continue to be the source and continue to be great coaches, and you know, give you that positive reinforcement. So.
It's all
subjective. It's all relative. Do what you want with it.
Yeah, I was gonna say I had a client do some disrespectful stuff today. I'm not gonna tell the story yet. It's kind of too fresh. I might not even tell the story. I tell Tune offline, but basically it's just like, yo, you sitting here, you getting disrespectful, and the only person you hurting is yourself. You not hurting me because I'm not gonna put up with the disrespect. You disrespecting yourself, your time, and your money and your energy, right? So go ahead. Don't get mad when them back rows is back rolling.
Big back activity.
That's all I got to say.
It's funny that you pulled up that clip because I'm like, damn, my client in the middle of the workout sent me that.
Oh shit, that's crazy, bro.
Today I was like, hold up, bro, what the hell?
That's crazy, bro.
But he's actually been consistent. You know, he actually he took a leave of absence and. He hit me up a few weeks ago. He's like, yo, I'm ready to get back rolling. I'm ready to get serious, you know. And since then, he's been on the right track. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
That's what we like.
Absolutely, man.
Even though he's, you know, joking in the mid workout because I was kicking his ass this morning. But, you know.
Hey, man.
It's all good energy, good vibes. You dig?
It is what it is. You know, we tell the truth. And you know, we got to go. Hit the like button, man. Let's get back to these comments. Keep the podcast going. These women got big back activity.
Big back activity.
So telling your trainer you ain't showing up is not a flex. It just shows as a man you ain't got no balls about yourself.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
Hey, do y'all know Derwin Kemp Jr.? I think he's personal trainer at DMV.
That's my boy. Darwin Kemp.
I heard that name, yeah.
Darwin Kemp, that's my boy. Real trainer, real coach.
Yeah. Wasting money, absolutely. Facts, I know quite a few gay men, and they put many straight men to shame. They make them look like little weaklings. That's why I said a lot of them be in shape for real.
A lot of them be in goals.
A lot of them be in goals. Pause, no diddy. if you pay for the month and don't show up, he don't care.
We do not care.
And we don't care. So disrespectful to your trainer. You guys are professionals too. Absolutely. Drinking Crown. That's why that belly stay round. Drinking that vodka, but can't get that weight off you. Okay, okay.
Let him cook.
Let him cook.
I might have to steal that bar, Brown Valdi. Video coming soon. Them dudes be diesel, and even among straight men, the vast majority are not fit. Lazy. I don't know why my camera keep doing that. Anyway, at least I'm still here. Lazy clients reflect badly on trainers because others are watching their transformation or lack thereof. Absolutely. Don't matter to me. I get paid and I get a hangover too. Yeah, you're out of here, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
That's insane. The trainer's going to be great to those that are there. He can't worry about who ain't there. If your girl's staring us down and your belly is super round.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Drinking that Hennessy and wonder why they got man titties. Drinking that whiskey and wonder why they in the gym getting dizzy.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Look at everybody putting their bars out tonight. Lazy clients wasting time and money, losing gains. Absolutely. Too many thinks I zesty to go to the gym and get fit. What?
What? Strike three, you're out.
The siren.
No ditty, you know.
You gotta go, brother. You got to go.
Yo, what the
fuck? What?
What the fuck?
Doing zest press over there, huh?
Hey, yo. Oh, man. Hey, let's keep this podcast going. Make sure you hit the like button. We have a woman here that says, this is my body.
Hi, my name is Rosie, and I was groomed into feederism. Feederism is a kink, like a sexual kink.
Type vibes. Zesty, all this time I thought Shy was a woman. All right. Anyway, let's see this woman say this is her body tune, and we need to accept her body tune.
This is natural sink. I have on no makeup. My hair is a mess.
Yeah.
This is my body. I have fat underneath my arms. My arms jiggle. I have a stomach. I have stretch marks on my stomach. I have stretch marks right here.
Yeah.
Stretch marks right here. I have.
She's blowing me with this music. I have to pause it before I get a copyright.
Rolls on my back. But it's okay because I accept my body the way it is and you should too. It doesn't matter what size you are, how you look, your age, whatever, your height, whatever, weight, whatever. It doesn't matter because you...
This that body positivity shit. Don't worry, I'm a cook after.
You will be accepted the way that you are. Somebody will love you the way you are. You don't need to be skinny. You don't need to be the next this or have muscles or abs or this and that.
Now, if somebody said you don't need to be fat, she would have been mad.
Because people will accept you the way that you are.
Not over here.
And if you come as yourself, people will love you and respect you for being yourself. So please don't try to be something you're not. I've tried that and it doesn't work. I'm being the natural C. I'm being the real C. I'm no longer trying to be somebody I'm not.
Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. This guy stinks.
This is the mindset right here that has created the mediocrity. This is the mindset right here that got women in a caloric surplus for the past 5 years. And now they sitting here talking about some, this is who I am. I'm not going to be somebody I'm not. Yeah, you're not a fitter, better version of yourself because you never started the process to get there. You never tried to get there. So that's why you're not a better version of yourself. You sitting here talking about, that's not me. It ain't never even been you. You've been big your whole life.
Big back activity.
You've been biggie your whole life and never was smalls your whole life.
Big back activity.
So you can't sit here and just say, accept me for me and not work on any improvement. Because at the end of the day, you should love yourself, but that don't stop diabetes. It don't stop high blood pressure. High cholesterol, and everything else we talk about on this podcast, that right there is a shitty mindset, and that's how you look like the Alabama State big backs walking down the steps.
Big back activity.
You got anything on that too?
Yes. I'm a big person now when it comes to self-improvement. You know, anybody that knows me or knows C. Marty, is we preach self-improvement all the time, right? Because why? Every day is a decision. Every day is a decision to make better choices towards the better version that you would like to see, right? Whether that be your diet, whether that be your finances, whether that be your mindset.
Yep.
Every day requires work, right? So just hearing this BS, it just says that this individual doesn't want to push themselves, lacks self-accountability, has never been through any adversity,
yep,
and does not want to do the hard things in life, wants to take the easy way out, wants to take shortcuts, and wants to remain the same, which is, in all actuality, you're getting worse. Because if you don't do things to improve yourself, if you don't do things to improve your health, if you don't do things to better your physical appearance, after a while, Father Time is going to catch up with you. You know what I'm saying? And if you've never done anything strenuous, rigorous, and, you know, put that self-inflicted adversity upon yourself, you know, Father Time going to dog you, and he's going to drag you, you know, to the point where by the time you finally do decide to make that decision, it's going to be far too late. And now you're playing super catch up, but you're never going to catch up because you started the race far after the race was over or when you should have started. So, keep adopting that mindset and spreading that narrative and see how far that gets you. You dig what I'm saying? Bullshit.
You said what? Bullshit?
Bullshit.
Guess what? It's gonna catch up to you, but you're gonna keep being catch up.
Dom DeMarco, Marco,
DeMarco. Five guys.
It's Burger King. It's Wendy's.
You got the barbecue putting ketchup on everything.
It's barbecue in there.
You putting ketchup on fried chicken.
You go fry some chicken.
You putting ketchup on bacon.
Bacon head.
They got his own oils.
Ninjas in your... Yeah, ninjas in your DM telling you they're going to put ketchup on your thick thighs.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's going to have big mama arms early.
And you wonder why you can't stop eating.
It got to eat.
Let's get in these comments, man. But no, Tune hit the nail on the head. I ain't even got to add to that, though. But yeah, that mindset is piss poor. It's going to get you some piss poor results. Where we at? Bottom line, the lemon pepper community needs to stop speaking on fat ass women. Knowing they ain't squeezing on them rolls. Okay. That's a new name there.
DeMarco. No Diddy, you know.
The amount of men that think working out is gay already has those Diddy thoughts to begin with. Absolutely. Homegirl started off great, then got progressively worse. Don't get kicked out of here, Coach G.
Strike three, you're out.
Don't get kicked out. People going to accept those two assets for what they are. Oh, wow. Spider-Mo's in her DMs, okay. I know her back hurt.
And breasts big as hell.
Yeah. I guess the real her is fat and mediocre. That's what I said. Her back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
What does being yourself have to do with being unhealthy? Great question. Hit the like button. Thank you, sir.
Facts.
Oh, her poor cup size. Girl, if you don't...
Yeah. Boy, if you don't
put some clothes on, she look like she musty through the screen. That's crazy. It's always accept me as I am, but when it's flipped, it's men ain't meeting my standards.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
They're going to talk about some level up, level up, level up. She could be a bombshell if she got in shape. Wasted hotness. Yep. Her back look like the ocean waves at high tide.
Roll tide.
The only reason she accepts her body is because of them tig old bitties. Titties look like two big toes. All right, guys. Real talk, she did that video shirtless to get attention, then complained thirsty ninjas in her DMs. Y'all are crazy, bro. When she decided to lose weight, her breasts going to deflate. Like, all right, hey, look, listen, y'all. Y'all talking too much breast talk. This fitness, y'all. Come on, man. Every comment, breast, titties.
Nope.
Thirsty ass ninjas.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people,
everything. Y'all funny as shit. What up, DeMar? She probably wants a fit guy, but doesn't meet fit guy standard. She needs a bit of nutrition and training so she can age well. Absolutely. Ninjas in the DMs for sure. It gotta eat. Catch up on your McNuggets. From Wendy's.
Wendy's.
She quit, yep. She got that Popeye's Don Julio build.
Lord, how'd you get from Popeye's?
You know she has body odor. That's crazy, bro. You wonder why we suffer from hypertension, gout, diabetes, and blood clots.
Let him cook.
Man, she need to learn from Lizzo. Bullying worked for Lizzo. Freaky ass Friday Live. It is what it is. And we going to tell the truth, and you know we got to go. All natural funky is crazy. All right, man, let's keep it going. All right, I'm not reading that. Yo, Wicked Scorpio, what's up with you today, bro? What?
Strike three, you're out.
This ninja be saying anything, man. We got Mr. Organic talking about BBLs. I don't know if you seen my story earlier, Tune, but he said, get your diet right.
Get your diet right. Yeah, that's the most important diet that diet, because sure. Get a BBL and still eating BLTs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now they bad bill for life. So it's like, what are you doing? You spent all that money.
All the money, you could get a trainer.
Right.
You could get a person to cook for you in every meal. Like,
yep.
Still 7-Eleven slipping on Slurpees.
One BBL.
What?
You could pay for a fucking trainer for a whole like 2 years and food.
And you more. And then don't you want
and you're happier.
Don't you?
And they putting the BBL on credit.
Want the respect of your friends and family and the guys you're attracting to see you worked out and got your nutrition right. Instead of knowing you paid on this like a car note for your body. Then I'm seeing you ain't taking care of
putting the BBL on credit cards, putting the BBL on credit payments.
It's just like maintenance on a car. If a man see a woman in that gym eating,
you got a BBL note instead of a car note.
Right, and all that, it's gonna hold you in highest regard. So all these women getting these BBLs and all that, you thinking guys respect you, they don't. They treating you a certain way. And don't go off the outliners that you see like these women on Instagram. That's a few.
All facts, man. I didn't realize that weird circus music was in the back. That threw me off. But he's absolutely right, man. And she's absolutely right. You know, you spend all these money on these surgeries, whether it's lipo, whether it's BBL, whether it's whatever the fuck it is. They getting, what's the shit, ab etching and whatever. I don't even know all the shit. You doing all of that when you could just spend the money on the things that's actually going to get you right. You could spend the money on the things that are scientifically proven to bring you the result for the body that you want. Anything on that, Tune?
Man, I got several opinions about that. Number one, right? A real man, us, you know, when we see that you get a BBL, the first thing we're going to think of is you don't respect yourself, number one. That's the first thing. You don't respect yourself. Number two, it says that you didn't want to put in the work, so you wanted to pay for the quick fix, right? But in all actuality, it shows that you lack self-respect, self-love, and more importantly, to the masses, you just over-sexualize yourself, right? Because a real man doesn't look at that and says, like, damn, you know, that's something I want to walk around with. That's something I want to show off. That's something I want to bring to my mom, bring to my folks. Real men don't want to bring that home. Behind closed doors, they want to have fun with that. They want to, you know, take that for a spin, a quick spin. But at the end of the day, no real man wants to claim that. You know, they just want to have their turn with that and do away. So you don't really add value to yourself, women, by doing that. It just shows everything that has to do with, you know, being over-sexualized and looking at you from a perspective of your circus act. You really look like a clown with that. And
absolutely.
Unfortunately, for a lot of these women, even the ones that are still making the decision to go get that, you know, these things come in trends. They come in waves. And slowly but surely, this fitness trend that has slowly been taking over for the past 3-4 years or so, if folks are not paying attention, everything is going back to natural bodies. Everything's going back to natural, you know, back how it was in like the early 90s, them slender frames, them naturally built bodies, and women are working out and they're building it the right way. You know, I'm seeing a lot of women doing it the right way, you know, getting their nutrition right, building glutes from square none, brick by brick, and actually putting in the work to get the results rather than paying for it. Because at the end of the day, and I'm not going to say too much more about this, at the end of the day, you go get that, you haven't developed the habits, you haven't developed the discipline to keep the body fat on you. So now you go get fat put into your ass and then go get bigger and add more big back to the ass. Now you look fucking crazy as hell.
Like and Donkey Kong with an ass.
Nah, and then when we get older, you just gonna look, you just gonna look crazy as hell. You feel me? So,
oh, facts, man. And you gotta think about the maintenance of a BBL. You still gotta go to the doctor, get appointments. You gotta do them little, I don't know, the little massages and shit for your BBL scars. But the maintenance of a gym body, you're going to the gym, and not only is it improving your physical health, you're improving your mental health as well,
man.
And so, like, that's why when they was like, would you date a girl with a BBL? I'm thinking about the mental shit. You're, something is messed up for you to put your life in danger for the most dangerous cosmetic surgery where you have a high chance of dying, where women have died. Famous women we know have died from it. You're going to put yourself in that situation, something ain't right. So, yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that too, because right before you said that, I was going to say, man, any woman that goes and does that, I consider them the biggest risk takers.
Exactly.
You're taking more risk than men that is willing to put their, you know what I'm saying, their life on the line, their families on the line to get to a better place in life.
Yeah.
You willing to risk your own life for none of that and for some attention.
Put that energy into something positive. Put that into a business. And honestly, if you putting your life at risk like that, you don't give a fuck about you. You damn sure don't give a fuck about me.
So what are we talking about?
You tell a lie on me real quick. You fuck around, do something to me in my sleep. Poison my food while you meal prepping for me. You feel me? So it's a lot that come with it. But like, ladies, I got to cut that shit out.
A lot of men don't even think about that. Even the ones who decide to wife that up, right? The men who lack game, who lack vision, and can see that that's not conducive to any growth mentally, physically, you know, within a relationship.
They don't care about that, bro.
They don't really care about that, bro. They care about how it feel and how it look.
They just care about ninjas in their DM. And ninjas care about having some fun with a fat ass. That's it.
That's it.
That's it. Just low level thinking, bro. Like, shit crazy. But guess what? We killing y'all on this episode. That was some bars right there, Tony. That was some bars. Ladies, get the BBL. Who cares? Okay. Respect yourself too. Absolutely. Priorities. Yeah, the doctor, after you survive that surgery, is going to tell you to go work out anyway, so getting that BBL is a waste of money. I told my cousin that she gained weight after the BBL. I done seen so many women do that. They upper back and shoulders, big as shit now, and triceps. Big as shit. You need to hit arm day every day. Stuff the cap, you stupid. I saw a video where this dude went off on women who waste money on BBLs, but they have regular that don't require a BBL. Hold on. I saw a video where this dude went off on women who waste money on BBLs, but they have regular that don't require a BBL.
Regular
bodies. I don't know what you meant by that, bro. Brown Baldy said,
a net bitch is a bitch.
Don't know what he said. You said you never dated a girl who had a BBL. In that case, you too, Tune. Yeah, that's the case with Tune, too, at least I think. Ain't that right, Tune?
Never. Yeah. Hell no. I'll tell you that straight up. I like extremely fit women. Extreme.
No, facts. What is ab etching? I'm going to be honest. I don't know what the process is, but they do something to their BBL scars and shit. They rolling some shit on there with some type of oil shit. Now, I don't even know how to describe it. It looks dumb as hell. That's the best description I could get, the little oil shit. Some oil.
Some oil.
Bacon has its own oil.
That's its own oil.
Some oil. They got their own oil on the shit.
Oil on the shit.
The sad part is constant videos on social media that clearly says long-time fitness and progressive lifestyle changes are better for you long-term versus quick fixes. Well, Mike, they don't see that because they hold Instagram and Shade Room and Baddies and Zeus.
Baller alert.
And Baller Alert.
Justin LaBoy, goofy ass.
Whole nother topic.
Step back activity.
Yeah, facts. Junior from Players Club speaking facts. Shut up. Hopefully carves out fat around abdominals, creating an outline of abs. There you go. There you go, righteous name. Renting and having to pay a note on BBL is disgraceful. Put in the work and get those results. They don't want to do that. I do respect the girls that got the BBL that actually be about their gym, about the gym life, though.
I don't respect none of that shit.
No, I'm just saying I respect that because a lot of them, which this it's a mental issue, they was already in the gym before the BBL. They didn't have to get it. But I respect the fact that they at least stuck with it. I still don't fuck with it, but I do respect that. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Fair.
Facts. Them 90s female bodies with nothing were like nothing else. Why everyone really wanted a black woman. I believe it. Facts, Michael Hawkins. Thing with BBLs, it's hard to fix it, bro. Ladies need to look at ladies like Corey Everson and old school female bodybuilders before all the drugs and gear. Building muscle is essential. Absolutely. Most of the BBL warriors are single as hell. You don't see women with a man walking around with BBLs. Uh-oh. Tampa, Nigerian queen. BBL shaming. I still work out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. This is not BBL. We're not BBL shaming. All right. We sitting here talking about the dangers of getting a BBL, right? That's not shaming. That's literally, we're talking about the, it's a dangerous surgery. That's not shaming, dog. Y'all got to stop calling everything shaming just because you might disagree with it. It's cool to disagree, but that's not shaming.
And come on, baby girl. We got African
genetics. Like, come on, yo.
African genetics. We, you know.
Like, come on, yo.
Build that joint off the strength of the gene alone, you dig?
Yeah.
Not shaming. And, you know, I tip my hat if you still work out with it. You dig what I'm saying? But we bringing light to the situation. Like, it's a huge risk. There's really no upside to it, truth be told. And at the end of the day, like, it just reveals certain things about your character and your mentality. That's all we're saying.
I literally just say I respect women who get the BBLs and still in the gym. But we BBL shaming. Bro, don't even get me started on folks hearing what they want to hear, bro. Regular jobs, dude. Oh, okay, all right. I ain't know what you meant, bro. Hey, yo. You're wild, bro. Abdominal etching is surgical procedure that uses liposuction to sculpt the abdominal muscles. There you go, righteous name. Righteous name left. Etching. All right, y'all, we got it. It can create a defined six-pack. Okay. What about women who ain't got no ass at all? They better build it. It's millions of transformations online, women who built their ass naturally. So I'd rather sit and watch that fresh and fit bullshit over getting a chick with a BBL.
Nah, for real.
That's Toon's favorite show.
Cap.
man, shut up, DeMar. I'm not going to lie. I've never seen a woman with a BBL that was married. Maybe a baby daddy with kids out of wedlock, but not no long-term boyfriend or husband situation. That's crazy. Ciao. Here we go. Andy and Dolly ready for some drama.
Smoke.
Squats, lunges, kickback, hip thrust. Absolutely. All right, y'all. Y'all girl, Dank. Dank got a new business, man. Women with no ass can still have sexy, thick thighs. You all right, bro? Damn, thirsty.
God damn.
The jealousy. I'm not. How am I jealous of a BBL?
Jealous.
I don't wish I had a fake ass. Pause.
No diddy, you know?
Nobody in here is jealous of that. Like, what's up with the comprehension?
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes it look good, but you know, it just look like a good time. If anything,
nobody hating on that shit. Like, if you rocking out with the BBL and you went and got it, you should be happy about it.
And if you feel comfortable with it, you know,
you shouldn't care about my opinion on it. Ain't nobody shaming that shit. as a woman with a natural ass, Mike Pluto said to Lulu, people are so easily offended. I mean, damn, bro. Like, BBLs are dangerous. Shaming.
I'm
Like, bro, like, you could build a natural ass in the gym.
Shaming. BBL build strong bones. Shaming.
Hey, listen, you could call me Shane McMahon. Shane Battier.
Shaman Sharp.
Shamey and Lillard. The Shame.
Shaming McLaurin.
Shame Quan Barkley. Shamelin Hurts. Oh, brother. Look, if you want to call it shaming, then fuck it, I'm shaming. All right, it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. I got to go. It is. Let him cook. Shout out to Nigerian Tampa Queen. Well, I don't know what I don't even know what the name is. Shout out to her. Anyway, he said, okay, moving on. Not only is it dangerous, but the chicks will go to DR, get it for cheap. Shelly, let her know it's not worth it because we cook all day. All right. She don't understand how we get down on this podcast. Don't get C-Marty Fitz started. I'll be on a shaming at you every morning at the gym from now on.
Shaming, right?
Will Chamberlain. C-Marty Shame. Hey, yo. All right, man. Let's keep it going. If you willing to go in tonight for an ass, know what? Never mind.
Let him cook.
Anyway, your girl Dank has a new business. The girl that sued Lyft for... because she was too big to get in the car. She just got a new business tune. You knew that?
Let's see what we're talking about.
Cause you know me?
I do know you.
You got me for a
Yeah.
Nah.
We're going to talk about this motherfucking coochie. This coochie
okay,
mode.
Okay, look. This so coochie good.
Mode. She's coming out with a coochie mode.
What that we making? What's happening?
So we made her big back famous, and she's coming out with a coochie.
We're going to mold it. Big, big dank delivery.
It's going to be called the biggest coochie. That's what's going to be called.
The biggest coochie. Now I don't just want the coochie part. I want the fupa, too.
The biggest.
I need the fupa. Yeah, I need everything.
That's going to be mold.
Mold?
Nope.
The bonus?
Look, that's the bonus. You get the fupa for the bonus. You get the coochie. Look, you pay for the coochie first. Then you got the option to for the coochie to come with the
food.
See, this is the.
Oh, brother! Enough of her.
Oh, brother! This guy stinks.
I just wanted to show y'all we made her famous, and this is what's happening. I blame Big Back Simps and BBW Simps. Where we at? Oh, y'all funny as shit. Shout out to Shelly. Started squatting today. Squats can be scary when you start, but once you get going, it's not bad at all. Rick Shames.
Name for the check.
Chamberlain the God. Damn, C. Marty, we got the Igbo Princess and Shelly Belly in the building. Bro, this guy's crazy. Oh, shoot. Good job, Shelly. Proud of you, man. I had to block her. She cursed me out on TikTok. Wow. Who cussed you out? Who cussed you out on TikTok?
The big back with the business.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Oh, brother, not her again. Shameful Evans. Edmonds. Shameful Edmonds. It is definitely disgusting. My stomach hurts too. Spidey said nasty. Seth, it's not long enough. Go away. Oh, wow. That's crazy. LeBron Shames. Trinidad Shames. We're going to cut up at the end. Don't worry, we get to the end. Who want to associate her grum job built ass with anything sexual? Ninjas is shameful. Absolutely. Ninja, I got kids that watch this podcast. Turn that trash off. Oh, my bad, bro. You should look, Ninja, if you don't know by now that kids don't need to be watching this podcast, I don't know what to tell you, bro. Gonna put this joint on in front of the kids. who the hell having fantasies about Dank? Exactly, bro. That mold is going to melt before it's set. Yeah, that's disgusting, but that's where we are. And guess what she had before she made that commercial tune? fried pork chop bacon.
I got a quick question. Have y'all ever heard of a pork chop triple cheese burger? Baby, my back ain't heard no tomfoolery like that in minutes.
And we wonder why we got the results we got.
So you know what? It's only right. I called my cousin of a cousin on my daddy, mama, auntie's side, Sierra.
Pork chop bacon. What is that? Chicken fried seasoning?
A.K.A. Miss Ghetto Girls Eat. To help me out with this big backetry, okay?
Big backetry.
Baby, you gotta listen now. See, we're gonna start off by washing them pork chops.
We don't have to watch the whole video, but just to see, this is
ridiculous. We about to get ready for summer now. I'm talking about we go pork chop.
Pork chop cheeseburger.
Then we hit it with a special sauce mix. Then we hit it
with the special
with
sauce.
With the triple patty. Then we hit
triple patty.
Hit it with a little sauteed onion with the mean old bacon slices on top with a dab of more sauce. And of course, you're going to hit it with the top pork chop. Because look, if you ain't know, but now you know, Sunshine going to put you down.
Yeah, we're cooked, man. We're done.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But I thought it was genetics, too.
The diet don't work for you the same.
I guess it's not.
That shit is sick, my boy.
This shit is sick, man. All right, we got one more thing, man, before we get up out of here. They said water is a scam. Let's check it out. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, too. And let's check this out.
Water is a scam. Water is a solvent, so it's dissolving your body. The fact that people say it's hydrating your cells is crap. It's not a carbohydrate. It's not a fat. It's not a protein. It's literally a solvent. If you put any type of material in water, it dissolves it. That's what it's doing to your body. And same thing with water weight. And you're drinking all this water and bloating. There's actually no benefit to it.
Water does not make you bloat.
If you want to hydrate, you have fats. You have juices. You have something that your cells can actually utilize.
Yeah, I got to be careful what y'all listen to on Instagram, man. The fact that people are telling us water is
we're
toxic,
cooked. We're cooked.
And bad for us now, is clear. It's a clear sign that we're cooked.
Just put us on the bacon triple cheese pork burger.
Yeah, nobody's boycotting that, but they're boycotting water. Nobody's telling us to stop drinking Casamigos and Crown Royal and Hennessy, but they're telling us to stop drinking water.
You got to be very careful where you're getting your info from, because at the end of the day, anybody with a microphone and a voice can say some shit. And if you gullible or if you lack,
they're going to take advantage of you.
If you lack discernment, boy, you're going to get finessed real quick.
I'm telling you. Oh, facts. Hey, man. So fire drink, episode. Oh, go ahead, bro.
Drink fats and carbohydrates to stay hydrated.
And shit is fucking crazy, bro. Like, what are you talking about,
and
bro?
Juices. Go get a go
and,
get
and juices. Go get your, specify go what kind of juices. Now they're just about to go get Hawaiian punch.
Yeah, hey, go ahead, go get you a juice. You dig what I'm saying? What are you talking about?
Simply lemonade ass ninjas.
Nope. Tropicana looking ass ninjas.
Nope.
Brisk iced tea ass ninjas.
Nope.
Root beer looking ass ninja.
I need a Coke ass ninja.
Nope.
Sun-kissed ass ninjas, man.
Sunny Delight.
Nope.
You tell us some, get some juice. Like, that's the dumbest shit, bro.
I want some juices. He ain't even specify. Like, what juice are you talking
about? What are you talking about, bro? Anyway, man. Wow, he said that toy is going to stink. That's crazy. James Brown. Rose Shames. Shamron Durant. That was a reach. That was a reach, Kirsten. You could do better than that. Kirsten, that was a reach. That one didn't work. That was a little reach. That one, I don't know about that one. Dusty black dudes will hit anything and everything. Definitely signs of the time. Ain't nobody paying for that fact. I increased the weight for doing bench press this week. Hey, shout out to Shy. Good shit, Shy.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Stan Shamans. Do you get that one too? I didn't get that one.
Personal foul holding.
Yeah, you're out of here.
Break three, you're out.
Spidey and Kirsten, you're out of here. I didn't get that one.
Clear path foul.
Well, at least she's confident. Yeah. Tampa Nigerian Queen, you're trolling.
Yeah.
You're trolling. No, don't do that shit. That's trolling. No, that's no, nigga. That's trolling. At least she's confident. She's confident with high blood pressure. at 24 years old, 500 pounds, might not make it to 30. But you talking about confidence. She talking about Dank, the girl that got her cooch molded, we just watched. Confidence. This girl, 500 pounds, you talking about some confidence. That's confidence. Crazy. Dude, get her confidence ass to lose some weight. Why ain't she confident about dropping some weight then, if she's so confident?
Confidence going to lead to an early grave.
That's what I'm saying, bro. That's why women are the most obese, because they be focused on confidence instead of health.
Instead of competence.
Exactly. No, that was a crazy bar, actually. Confidence. Confidence from what? She's
bitches in her DM.
Magical type, but never mind. She's on that chubby time. Rebranding the word big back now. My stomach hurts. Fuck her confidence. Who the fuck eating that? You know, black people.
You know, black people.
No.
Jesus Christ in heaven. This is basically an episode of the Boondocks. I forgot about the Boondocks episode. Feederism burger, facts. Triple bypass surgery with cheese. Shelly foaming at the mouth. Shelly, don't let them do you like that. They don't wash their legs or feet. She writing a feederism recipe PDF. We 70% scammed in that, man. We need water to live. Oh, brother. This is why not everyone needs a mic and a podcast. Ain't that a fact? They said I don't need one either. human stupidity is the reason I always cheer for the monsters to win in horror movies. That's crazy, bro. I guess soda with Red 40 is better. Exactly. Juices make you fat with all that sugar. Retarded, dumb, stupid, moronic jackass. Damn. I can't believe people are stupid enough to believe them. Don't drink anything for a week, player, then holler back if you're still alive. Nah, facts. Water is a solvent because things are easily dissolved and transported by water. People are just dumb. Let them know.
Let him cook.
We'll get you some juice. You'll be all right.
Yeah. Adios, Mia. If you allow kids to watch this, don't watch the podcast. There you go. Shannon got the kids on this joint. You don't know what's going to happen. Probably trying to sell a better alternative to water. No such thing. What the F that broccoli hair motherfucker talking about? You can tell he gets no hoes.
Let him cook.
Yo. You're not drinking water. And you wonder why you're aging backwards. Shamey Fox. If you are a lonely single big back woman telling married women to leave their man because he's concerned about her weight, don't watch the podcast.
Fox is crazy. I ain't gonna lie.
If you a grown man built like a step stud, don't watch the podcast. Water is a scam.
Don't watch
the Seth, podcast. The only foam you are familiar with is between your mother's thick toes. Yo.
Strike three, you're
up. That's crazy, Shelly. I'm not trolling. I'm just saying. Okay, Tampa Nigerian Queen. All right. Well, Tampa Nigerian Queen, it ain't personal. We ask that you hit the like button. We ask that you subscribe to the page. And that was a fire episode today. And you can still say that I'm shaming. If that's what you want to call it.
We love you too, Tampa Night. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate your feedback.
Shame St. Patrick. I'm just saying, bro. Listen, y'all can tell me I'm shaming. It don't matter. Shane Bryant. I need another one, man.
Seamus Winston.
Shaman Daniels. How it's not shaming, though. I already explained how it's not shaming. Shit, button loading. Absolutely. Oh, man. Y'all funny as shit. Man, boy, everything's shaming now, bro. Like, god damn. Niggas can't tell the truth no more, man.
Because you know we got to go, man.
Like, god damn, bro.
God damn.
I'm telling the truth, man. Shit.
God damn.
Nah, for real.
We got some more comments. Shame God. Shames Hardy. Ronnie Shames. Will you guys ever get a Michi on the live with you?
We need to get a Michi back. That's a good dude.
I tried to get a Michi on, man. I tried. I did see that you commented on that episode.
Seamus
O'Reilly. Seamus O'Reilly. Seamus Vaughn. damn shame. Followers in the comments, but you know it's true. Ain't nobody following. Listen, nobody. This is not followers. These are people with common sense.
Drop your IG.
If using fried pork chop instead of bread for hamburger buns for a sandwich is the norm, don't watch the podcast.
Nah, for real.
LL Cool Shames. I don't know about that one. You can do better than that. Seamus Amos. That was a good one. Seamus Daves. Shame butter for dry skin. King Shame's Bible. Spider Mo still on my shit list. Shame LaPoo. Shame Dash. Okay, all right. Hey, listen, we got the bars tonight, man. Listen, bro.
Shame and Busters.
Oh, man. Hey, man, appreciate y'all tuning into the podcast, man. We're going to keep this joint going. No matter what they say, they could shame. They could give no diddy allegations.
No diddy, you know.
They could give homeless allegations. No job allegations. No degree allegations. Mommy and daddy issue allegations. What they say? They say my D1. They said D1 basketball is they said it's an amateur sport. What else they? Bro, they was talking crazy this week, bro.
Crazy.
That's what I'm saying. You never play the sport if you think any D1 sport is amateur. That's what
crazy,
I'm saying.
Crazy as hell.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. Shame and fortune. take a fit body or a fantasy world. Can't live in delusion forever. Shelly on tell. Okay, y'all. Shame and Dash. All right, man. Tune, any closing thoughts, man, before we get up out of here?
Another fire episode per usual. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in.
Appreciate
that continues to tap in. You know, the best fitness podcast out.
You dig?
Tell a friend, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your brother, your sister, your cousin, your auntie.
Everybody.
Tell everybody. You know what I'm saying? This is the number one fitness podcast out there. And we love the feedback. We love dropping these bars and these gems for y'all, man. You know,
we love the trolls too.
We love the trolls too. We love the ones that think we shaming. We love everybody here. You dig? But we always gonna keep it real. We gonna keep it 100. That's what the source does.
Yeah.
Self-improvement is always on the menu. If you want to tap in with me, you can find me on IG, Sweat for the Check on Instagram. And I'm on YouTube at Sweat Check. One word. Appreciate y'all. See Marty, what you got, my guy.
Hey, man, appreciate y'all watching, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. This podcast is infamous. Infamous? I think he meant infamous. I don't know. That one doesn't work either. I didn't like that one.
Yeah, he did.
Shelly was squatting to eat buffalo wings. Hate when this podcast got to end. Me too, man. But listen, it's going to be a day where I'm on this motherfucking YouTube podcast all day. All day, the day is gonna be here, but today ain't that day. We still got some work to do. Say what you want, see Marty Fit Sweat for the Check, get results, check the client list.
Facts.
Oh my God, y'all are crazy, man. All right, man. Hey, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram, see Marty Fit on TikTok, see Marty Fit on X, and you stupid as shit. Follow the social media, man. Subscribe to the YouTube. Share the YouTube with a friend, and you know what it is. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Catch y'all on Sunday night, 8 p.m. I say what I said, and you know I tell the truth, and you know I got to go. Y'all stop cutting up in the comments. Catch y'all Sunday. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.